Docket, writes Bellito, St. Albans, Hertfordshire.
Bellito!
This is Britain Radio, broadcasting on 355 metres in the medium wave band. The time now is 9 a.m. This is Phil Martin with the latest news headlines. The United Nations Security Council have ordered compulsory sanctions, including an oil embargo against Rhodesia. African demands that Britain should be asked to use all means to enforce the embargo were rejected, as were demands that Britain should withdraw all offers to the Smith regime. The resolution was passed by 11 votes to nil with 4 abstentions. This is the first time that the United Nations has taken action of this sort against any country. The South African government has been talking of a new mystery weapon in their possession. No one else has one like it, they claim. But the weapon which would make South Africa safe would be made available to any country ready to cooperate with her. President Johnson has been having a conference of senior officials on the Vietnam question. Those attending include the Defense Secretary, the Ambassador in Saigon, and the American Ambassador of the United Nations. The significance of the conference is still a matter for general speculation. 38 countries, including the United States, Russia, Britain, and France, are sponsoring a treaty to ban nuclear weapons. It was presented to the General Assembly last night, where it will be quickly approved. A takeover in the machine tool industry. An American firm is being bought by Staveley Industries of Britain to strengthen their position in machine tool manufacture. It's thought the move by Staveley's will help exports to America and Europe. Mr. Alexander Gallo, Labour MP for the Pollock Division of Glasgow, has died at his Glasgow home of a heart attack. He was 43. There are 4 by-elections pending for Parliament. Mr. Gallo's seat before 1964 was thought to be a safe Conservative seat, but now it's regarded as a fairly safe Labour seat. The Rhodesia Rebel MP, Mr. Reginald Paget, has been having a meeting with his constituency party to discuss his vote against the government's Rhodesia policy in the Commons last week. He has since stated that as soon as Rhodesia ceases to be an issue, he will resume the Labour whip. Meanwhile, he'll represent his constituency on all matters except Rhodesia. That's the news. Now the weather. It'll be dry over England and Wales today. Some sunny spells are expected this morning, although cloud will increase this afternoon. The north of Scotland and Ireland can expect some rain. Temperatures will be around the seasonal average with a maximum of 43 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's the news and weather at 2 minutes past nine. There'll be more news headlines and weather forecasts at 10. Sound of Bert Comfort, so what's new? This is Phil Martin saying good morning on this new Saturday morning. Let's hope that you stay around and enjoy the 3 hours of music we've got lined up on the turntable for you this morning. So stand by right now for Morning Serenade.